Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Chris, the dog lover, who says, I was wondering if you have advice on your site about blogging and what you can write off. I was told if I blog about my dog, and I'm really trying to make a living with said blog, that I can write her off. Is this true? I'm wondering how much we can write off as bloggers. I can't find it anywhere on the internet. Well, Chris, wouldn't it be great if you could? But you need to be doing more than just trying to make a living with said blog about your dog. And this advice applies to all bloggers. You need to have a real plan in place to bring revenues to your blog. It would be wise to demonstrate that you're on the way to generating real revenues from your blog before you start picking up expenses relating to your dog or whatever your topic is. The fact is, your dog is not a business. She's a member of your household. And if you love her very much, probably a member of your family. So spell out why you think she and her antics are interesting enough for thousands or millions of people to want to read about her. Or spell out how you develop such good writing skills that you can turn her day-to-day experiences into something people want to read about. More importantly, where is the money going to come from? Will it be strictly Google Ads? Will you have paid advertisers or a sponsor? Will you participate in affiliate programs? Will you have your readers pay a membership fee or what? How much will each of these sources bring? And will that be enough to live on? Until you can define all those things in quantitative terms, you're just messing around with a hobby, and I wouldn't be taking deductions for all your dog's maintenance expenses. But treat this venture like a real business, and you stand to make some real money. Then it's a different matter. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about blogging and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.